Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
There is, I think, sometimes a thought that can creep into our mind about the good old days. Remember how it used to be back then in those good old days? And oh, we were walking with God and he was so close and all this was happening. And now we move down the road and we go, well, it seems like that was back there. Maybe things kind of got, I don't know, worn out a little bit, run down, maybe a little diminished. No, every single one of these things, this psalmist is still looking way back in history and said, this is what happened and this is how we should respond now, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Or God says through the prophet Isaiah, kind of a rhetorical question, he says, my arm's not too short, is it? My ear hasn't become too slow to hear, has it? Do you think that somehow, because the years have gone by, that now we're looking at God going, oh, it takes me a little bit longer to stand up off my throne, and my arm doesn't reach out quite as far as it did before? What'd you say? Huh? I didn't. That sometimes, I think, is how we're thinking, because we go, oh man, we're wringing our hands. How's God going to get me out of this one? What's happening here? God says, hey, my arm's not short. It didn't get short. My power is not diminished at all. My ear's not slow to hear. In fact, the writer of Hebrews, I love the language that he has for Jesus when he says that Jesus is able to rescue those. The literal translation is that Jesus is able to hear and run to the cries of his people. Okay, that his arm is still strong enough. His power is still just as potent as it was before. His hearing is still just as acute as it was before. But this is why in the moment of crisis, so we go back and look at all of those sections we're looking at, wandering in the wasteland and hungry and thirsty. He led them. He completed it. And we give thanks today. They were knocking at death's door. He sent his word and healed their disease. So we give him thanks today. That's how it goes through, because we want to look back and remember what God has done and what he is still able to do.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.